Welcome to the In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Rich Kinney, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service, about the upcoming one-year anniversary of a tornado outbreak that included the KCII listening area.
Rich, I'd love to start with your official role, a warning coordination meteorologist. What does that look like from your day-to-day perspective?
Well, one of my core functions is sort of being a spokesperson for the Weather Service in the Quad Cities, being the liaison between the Weather Service and our core partners, such as yourself in broadcast media, emergency management community, school districts, and others. A lot of my job entails severe weather awareness and preparedness efforts, helping folks plan for severe weather and really working to ensure that the whole warning process and the whole warning team works as effectively as possible.
And it seems like the perfect time of year to do just that, not only because we've got Severe Weather Awareness Week, but we're also approaching the one-year anniversary of a severe tornado outbreak in the Quad Cities area in particular, but really it happened across the country. Rich, what do you remember about that day?
That was an incredibly busy day, really, that I haven't seen in my career in terms of a tornado outbreak. We've experienced a number of derechos over the years, but we had 29 total tornadoes in our area of responsibility. That was a one-day record since detailed records have been kept back to 1950. So very busy, stressful day for the staff. We had periods where multiple tornadoes were on the ground at the same time. Really kind of a sobering reminder that the more violent tornadoes, the EF3s and EF4s, can occur up in our area, even though they're pretty rare.
And that's exactly what we got. The strongest of the, what ended up being 150 tornadoes, happened right here in our backyard, starting in Kyoto, making its way towards Wellman. Winds over 170 miles an hour. Now, Rich, I'm not a very smart individual, so could you just kind of explain to me in the simplest of terms, how does a big tornado like that form?
Sure. Well, March 31st of last year was an unseasonably warm and humid day, and we had a strong low pressure center that moved through the state of Iowa and pulled up very warm, moist air. Very unstable atmosphere, and then you combine that with very strong winds in the atmosphere, which is pretty common for an early season event. So you put those two main ingredients together, and we were really ripe for significant tornadoes. That type of severe weather setup just doesn't happen very often in our area. We had the one tornado near Kyoto you mentioned, an EF4. That was our first EF4 in our forecast area since 1995.
And credit to the National Weather Service. I know here at our station, we at least had 24 hours notice that, hey, the potential for something bad could happen. Now, I don't think anybody could have predicted the magnitude as to which it happened, but we knew well in advance that there was the possibility of strong storms and even tornadoes. How far in advance can you predict something like that?
In some situations, the signals are so strong that we can take a look at potential, say, a week out. For this particular case, 5-6 days in advance, we were putting out our initial messages of potential for severe weather. And then as the day approached, honing in on the areas and specific threats and fine-tuning the message. So in this case, going out a number of days, it was pretty obvious this could be a significant event. Of course, the EF3s and EF4s, like I mentioned, are very rare. But this day, everything came together to make those a possibility.
And so, Rich, I want to thank you for your time. And as we start to close up, with this being Severe Weather Awareness Week, do you have any other final takeaways from March 31st of last year or any messages for anyone listening to this right now?
pre-planning ahead is absolutely necessary. You have to have multiple ways that you can get warnings, whether it's weather radio, listening to your radio station for live updates, NOAA weather radio. There are many sources of information out there to get notified. And also, if you live in vulnerable areas, say an apartment complex, maybe you live in a mobile home, you really need to plan ahead of time because a mobile home is not a good place to be. You have to have a plan to temporarily get yourself relocated with friends or family in a significant structure. So really encourage people to take a strong look at their severe weather plan, their individual situation, and how they go about getting their warnings. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about this historic outbreak here during Iowa Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're already off to a pretty active severe weather start for this season, especially across the river into western Illinois. So hopefully this won't turn out to be nearly as active a year as 2023, but hopefully if it does, we'll all be ready for it.
That was Rich Kinney joining us on today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the March 31st tornadoes and Severe Weather Awareness Week. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.